Well, Johnny, I just spoke to Declan Bonner there, and obviously he saw St Junan's up close due to his involvement with St Michael's. He's very undecided on tomorrow's game, possibly going with St Junan's, but I don't think he's going to be putting any big wagers on either team. You, Terman, faced up into against Niamh Connell and asked a lot of questions of them. How do you see it?
Well, I suppose it'll be a bit the same as Deck and myself. It's going to be very hard to call. There's two very good panels, you know. I think the subs are going to have a big say tomorrow, you know. I suppose it's a kind of game. If you look at it, they've about 10 players, core players, and then they have, in each of the teams, they've got another 10 players that have been rotating all year. So I suppose it could be actually one on the line tomorrow with the subs that are going to be made. Tom, you know, because that's how tight I think it's going to be, you know.
Yeah, and when it comes to that, who has the stronger bench?
That's the one. Well, to be honest with you, I was looking at that, and I feel Plenty's have a very strong bench now. From they have county players on the bench, you know, county under 21s and county minors, and I believe Mad raring to go. So, on the other hand, then I was at the two St Junan's games, and when they did make the changes, the quarterfinal and the semifinal, Junan's made the changes. It seemed to give Unions an extra platform, and they kicked on from that. So,
And who are these players on the bench on both sides?
I see Cal Ellis and boys like that there that have been prominent players for Glentis through the years, and not really, you know, getting the right run. Even there at the beginning of the year, John O'Malley was on the bench, and you wouldn't know what's going to start. And then on the other hand, will St Junan start John Harn, or maybe take him on a sub, which would be a big lift. I don't know. I think it's going to all come down to the last 15 minutes in that game, you know.
And tell me, in terms of the duels that we know that's going to happen on the field, or the players that are going to field, who are the key players for both sides?
Well, definitely, and St Junan's, you have to look in the middle of the field at the diamond St Junan's have is definitely key. If they can perform like they did in the last two games and around that area, they're vertically they're very strong in there, and what I was impressed with Roy Kavanagh and Kevin Rafferty is they're not even fielding the ball, they're palming it down into space, you know, like Connor Gibbons and these kind of boys running onto it, which is cutting holes in defences, you know. So in that sense, Unions look strong. So if Glentis can cut out the middle of the field, I don't know how you go about, you know what I mean, because Roy Kavanagh and Kevin Rafferty are playing probably couple of their life at the minute, and if they can stop that, that's going to be a massive save for Glentis, you know, tomorrow, you know.
So that's the key, really, for a Niamh Connell point of view.
I think so, anyway. I think so, you know. Unions are very, very solid in defence. They'll be very confident that they can keep, even though there's a few county players or ex-county players in the Glentis team, I would say Unions will be fairly confident about their defence, you know. So if they can play basically the same as they did against St Michael's and Glens Foley, you know, they'll definitely be hard to beat, you know. But in the game, it's a county final, and all form goes out the window in a county final, and Glentis, for one team, for sure, I'll not be looking at the semi-final or the quarter-final and worrying about St Junan's, I don't think, you know.
We obviously, the two teams have met earlier this year in O'Donnell Park, and Niamh Connell won that one very convincingly on that occasion, albeit it was an understrength St Junan's side, certainly without Rory Kavanagh. But St Junan's bounced back, and obviously he had big wins over Glenswelly and St Michael's. And Maxi Curran was saying only during the week that, you know, I think people are reading too much into their performance against Niamh Connell and their big wins against St Michael's and Glenswelly, and that maybe they're not as good as they looked in those games, and maybe not as poor as they were against Niamh Connell in the opening round.
Well, I do know that St Junan's now, this last few years, have taken the month of June off, you know. So they've kind of set that for themselves, you know. And probably the Glentis game came a bit soon for them, you know. And Roy Kavanagh was away in America at the time, and Maxi has it planned out to be hitting top form around this time of the year, you know. Which is working well, and there's not many teams will be confident enough to even to take a month off in June, but. Listen, when you're going out from February or January, even in most cases, and you're trying to keep it going all year. Looking back on it now, you know, I mean, it does make sense. And I would say St. James are fresh and looking strong, you know, from it, you know.
And likewise, there are people saying that Niamh Connell may not necessarily look as good as they did against Kilcar, that it was just one of those days when Kilcar didn't show up.
Well, I think that could have been a case, you know, in fairness. I think Kilcar, you know, we played Kilcar ourselves at the game before, we played Glenties, and we couldn't get a grip of Kilcar at all. They were their speed and their movement and everything, you know, and then the same, and we played Glenties, I suppose, and we kind of seemed to play a bit better against Glenties, and Glenties seemed to be a slower type of movement on them, you know, and then the way it turned out then, and the physicality actually won on the semi-final. So it's a strange one. I don't think the car, as you say, I think it would have been an off day, and Glenties know themselves that, you know, I mean, not to be reading too much into that either, because I think the goal chances that came broke their way and stuff like that. So no, they'll definitely not be looking at that, and they'll not be looking at the performance of just in the quarterfinal, worrying too much about that either. They know they've been around for a while. Probably they've got just a lot of them boys have been around for 10 years. They know where they stand, and they know what they have to do against the Unions, because like they've done it this year already, and they know exactly the way they have to play. And they are, the one thing about Glenties, they're very well drilled, and they're like, you know, they're a very unselfish side too, you know, to a certain extent. So they play as a team, and I think, you know, I mean, they would have just been hard to beat. Like, Glenties at the end of the day, like, all you have to do is look at the quality of the players. Like, you know, I mean, as I said earlier, a lot of them have, I don't think any of them might have not played county football, and they've about another 6 or 7 boys on the bench that are equally as good as me and their own. So they're definitely going to be hard to beat, you know.
And finally, if you had to call it,
well, I'll be honest with you, I said to a lot of people there, I would not be surprised if Glenties won, but I suppose, like everybody, after watching St. Union's foot, the way, like, you know, I mean, they dismantled St. Michael's in the second half, just, you know, I mean, you had to stand back and say to yourself, this is a fine side and fine players. Like, so probably I'll have to call it would be St. Union's, but definitely not surprised if Glenties would beat them, you know.